Imagine you just got a direct message from God that your efforts in a critical area will soon be rewarded. You're excited. Are you ready for your marching orders now? Imagine that his next download to your brain is this: take action today on that excellent thought you just had. That's a pretty straightforward, simple command. Are you ready to take his command to heart? This is Dennis Peterson, and thanks for joining me today on Reclaiming Your Legacy. I've been thinking for quite some time of about a dozen personal development dynamics that will enhance your life so that you can enhance the lives of others. Now, let's be honest with ourselves. Within the providence of our Creator, the only way that you can truly prosper in life is to bring benefits, advantages, profits, or blessings into the lives of others. Now, grasp this, because once we grow up enough to realize that in order to harvest a crop, you have to plant and cultivate a seed, we can be free then to focus on others and not be so worried about ourselves and our self-interests all the time. But that takes some extraordinary self-control and openness to adjust our natural tendencies to fear everything around us that appears to threaten our personal prosperity and peace of mind. Now think about it. Do you want to get off the vicious cycle of self-centered anxiety that tends to make us think that we have to dominate others or trick them into giving us what we want? There are reasons why more than 90% of the people around our society today are anxious about temporal things continually, and they're lacking the abundant life that we were designed by our Creator to experience. Have you heard the basic principle of the law of the harvest? You know, the golden rule. If you want to make a change in your destination, you have to make a change in your direction. As you take the high road of developing yourself and becoming more of what you were created to be, you are then able to help others do the same and experience more of the abundant life that is available to them. And because we were put into a tangible world filled with stuff to be developed and expanded with the touch of our own creativity and resourcefulness, we inevitably have to get mature about the use and management of the stuff that is on loan to us for this fleeting vapor that we call our life. I believe that these 12 suggestions I'm about to give you will help you accomplish more, discover more, profit more, and add more to whatever your business is about, even inviting more people to your cause, your project, your business, and your community. If you're one of the people who have chosen to participate in a project or a business that's all about building a network of team members for a special cause or enterprise, you must understand something that great leaders have discovered. It's simply this: that if you become a better person, you will attract better people to you, just the kind of people that you want on your team. And you'll inevitably enlarge your influence. Remember, influence is the net result of what you want to reclaim your legacy. You may think it's only a great script or book full of facts that influences people to take action. In reality, it's much more than that. The words and the facts must be made vibrant through how you actually say things and who you are to the person when you're talking to them. If you improve your life and how you feel about yourself, the dynamic energy that you send out will be greater and more compelling so that people will actually want to be around you. This is why the disciples of Jesus were able to turn the world upside down. The people could tell that the disciples had spent time with their leader, their teacher, and coach. If you want to truly leave a legacy that positively influences other people for generations to come, find a mentor, find a coach. Find living examples of the qualities that you want to emulate. Listen to them, read their books, Participate in the activities that they're participating in. Join their cause. Show them that you're willing to go the extra mile. Let them see that you show up for the events. Let them see that you're following their example. Let them see that you're disciplined enough to do the challenging things that demand that you improve yourself, learn new skills, and receive the life-changing insights that make you a more productive human being. So let's look at a dozen simple things that you can do to improve your life and be that legacy-minded person that will influence others to be as blessed and as successful as you're willing to be yourself. Now, first of all, smile more. Now, here's a choice that doesn't cost you a cent. It's simple and easy to implement, and it'll instantly make you more attractive to other people. Decide today to conscientiously do this one thing. It will improve your life and communicate to others what they often refer to as a more positive vibe or vibration. Anytime someone, even a stranger, locks eyes with you, even for a fleeting moment, give them a big old smile. There's something very satisfying about giving away a free smile and getting a free smile given right back to you. I realize in New York City they might think you're up to something, but do it anyway. It just might strike up a conversation and make a new friend for you. Next, compliment more. In fact, let's put this into practice right now. Make it a goal to compliment at least 10 people today. If you don't get out much, call at least a couple of people you haven't talked to in a while and expect nothing in return from your honest appreciation of something you truly like about what they have brought into your own life. You can tell them that you like their shoes, their shirt, or their hair. Maybe you think that they have an intriguing accent. Whatever you can honestly think about that would make them feel good about themselves and hearing from you, talk about it. Just let them know it. It really doesn't matter if they're strangers or if they're people you know. When you compliment them on something about their personhood that you genuinely admire or respect, this doesn't just make them think about you in a more positive light. It also creates an emotional treasure inside of you that will continue to improve how you feel about yourself. Thirdly, let's work on your self-talk. The next time you go to say, "I am," and follow it with anything negative that you tend to constantly say about yourself, say it better. So instead of saying, "I'm not very good at, you know, a certain skill like maybe remembering people's names," say, "I'm grateful that I'm getting better at remembering people's names." This is a really important place to focus on daily. That nasty language that we carry around about ourselves is very destructive. You know, and what you habitually say about yourself is what you are reinforcing to be true and manifest into reality. Fourthly, I'd like to say that we've got to start our day off right with personal declarations or affirmations that you can be challenged by and built up by. After we read our Bible and pray for God's providence in our daily actions, let's put our mouth in agreement with our beliefs by giving ourselves some positive self-talk. A good place to start is by agreeing with what God's Word says already about us or expects for us. This is a good way to remind ourselves that, for example, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I personally like to talk about things that are in the present tense. You know, you start with saying, "I am," and then follow that statement with a statement that you can really put your heart into. An example might be, "Because the Lord has given me a new day in His strength, I'm really excited that I get to help people discover better solutions for their lives today." And before you check your emails or Facebook, read your personal affirmations. And right along with that, the next thing I want to recommend is that you end your day right with gratitude and spoken affirmations. "Thank you, Lord, for the spirit of wisdom and revelation to know you better today, and that I have your peace to guard my heart and mind because I've presented my request to you, expecting you to guide my steps tomorrow as I reach out to others. What do most people do right before they go to bed? If you said watch the news, you'd be correct. Isn't that the most damaging thing anyone could do to set themselves up for their expected future? The news, with its constant negativity and misfortune, is not where we want our subconscious to be meditating. It's the worst thing to watch before bedtime. When you go to bed, your supercomputer subconscious mind begins to focus on whatever your conscious mind was focused on before you fell asleep. Program that supercomputer with what you actually want in your life, and make the decision to stop watching mainstream TV, and particularly the late-night news. The next thing on my list is a real simple one. Earn every shower. That's right. When billionaire Richard Branson was asked what his number one tip for productivity is, he replied, exercise. And a really simple and easy way to get at least a little more exercise is before you get in the shower, earn it. Do some push-ups, some sit-ups, or jumping jacks, whatever to get the blood pumping and circulating. Exercising releases healthy endorphins, and they actually make you feel better. And if you're feeling better, you're going to perform better at your next activity or your next business meeting or just your next family function. I think the next one on the list is particularly important, and that's read a chapter a day of something educational and inspirational. Yes, start with the Bible, but don't stop there. Find great authors who inspire you to do better. This is a great long-term approach if you want to improve your life. And we could talk about this for a long time, about recommendations of what to read. And then next, have a gratitude for your spouse if you're married, or your close friends if you're single. If you're dating or married to someone, take some time to secretly write 10 or 20 things that you're grateful for about them. It could be some of their habits, some of their skills, maybe personality traits or activities that you really like and that you're grateful that they have maybe a job, that they have a talent to do certain things. We always want our partners to be more accepting of us, but isn't it interesting that when we change our attitudes about them, they do change? You can't force them to change, but you can change your own energetic attitudes about them, particularly if those facts must be made vibrant to actually say those things with conviction. And if you're single and desiring to find maybe a new life companion, start having gratitude for your future perfect partner by writing down things that you love about that person that you're about to find in your life. Now, the next thing on my list is to make the decision today to give up doing the things that undermine your abundant life. Before we do that, I just want to again say thank you for joining me today on Reclaiming Your Legacy. This is Dennis Peterson, and I'd like to share with you something that maybe you've heard me say before, because I'm building a Legacy for Life business leadership team. Are you an ambitious man or woman, passionate about helping people discover solutions to many of life's challenges? Do you like being paid well for your efforts? So go grab a pen, write down my number. Let's see if you qualify to join our new coaching team. How'd you like to earn a nice extra paycheck for some short-term, part-time work? If you were given the tools and personal coaching to do the job right, are you open to see how we're making a difference in so many lives? Call me and see if this could be part of the path to start reclaiming your legacy. You'll be amazed, as my whole team and I were, at the many ways that you'll benefit in the process. Now grab a pen and write down my number. It's 866-867-9943. You're about to discover some solutions that are going to make a difference in your life and the lives of many that you care about. Dial 866-867-9943. I look forward to talking with you soon. Last time, 866-867-9943. Now, I was talking about some of the things that you're going to have to give up if you're going to experience that abundant life we've been talking about. Start with giving up complaining about the past. Whether it was something that caused you grief and pain last week or last century, what possible good can come from rehashing the emotional pain that you felt in the past? Get over it. Forgive those who offended you. They probably have never even given you a second thought anyway, so why be a slave to the pain that they put you through? Whenever possible, replace negative and destructive thoughts and actions with positive ones that will form new habits of legacy-building change in your life. Give up jealousy and envy and the selfish ambition to change people through your actions. It's childish and self-destructive, and you know it. Focus instead on what you can accomplish using your unique gifts, skills, and passions to be a positive influence for good in the lives of others who can receive from you. The problem is often your frustration with your inability to change what you can't change, especially other people. Remember the Serenity Prayer? Go get a copy of it and post it on your wall in front of a place that you sit down every morning, you know, like your throne room. Lord, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, the courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. Isn't that something worth repeating on a regular basis? Give up the fear of change and decide to adopt the attitude that you're entering a new adventure. Life has its twists of unexpected and unwanted changes that you can't control, so you might as well make lemonade out of the lemons and look for the silver lining in whatever life hands you. Give up blaming. Sure, we all have to deal with unfairness and bad breaks in life. Own up to whatever responsibility you had in a situation, even if it's only one tiny percent of it, and look for new opportunities to make a difference in the life of someone who will appreciate what you know or what you do. Give up treating your body worse than you would treat your pedigree pet or classic car. Only put the best into that body of yours or on it. Give up the need to be right all the time. If you have to say anything, just comment on how the other's perspective is interesting. Just don't go into a defensive lecture on why your vast knowledge is able to correct everyone else's problems. Give up limiting beliefs. Jesus was spot on when he said that you will have whatever you pray when you truly believe it. Mark 11:24. I'm not talking about ridiculous name it and claim it behaviors. I'm talking about things you really, truly believe in your heart of hearts because of confirming evidence from higher authorities than yourself that can substantiate your beliefs. Your ability to change your future is much more potent than most people know. Replace those negative, limiting beliefs about what you think of your own potential and start taking actions that can develop your attitudes, develop your knowledge, develop your skills and your accomplishments to reveal the truly unlimited potentials that lay before you. Give up bad friends. This is probably one of the most common and stifling things that keeps people from achieving more of what they were created to achieve. Go out of your way to put yourself in the presence of people who can inspire you, encourage you, and challenge you to be more than you have been in the past. Your past doesn't need to define your future. Your own decision and choices will do that. Rather than wallow in regrets about negative past experiences, let those things be a stimulation for you to push forward into finding enriching ways to develop yourself for the sake of not just feeling better about yourself, but particularly the joy of knowing that your improvement will enable you to encourage and help others also. So upgrade your circle. They say you're the average of the five people that you spent the most time with. Who are you hanging around? If you want to improve your life, maybe it's time to hang around those of higher success, higher energy, and bigger goals. This can be tough for most people who are so comfortable with who they are currently hanging around, but this might be the most potent single choice action that you can do for yourself. Another important thing on my list is learn something new. Make your life more adventurous by learning something new. Take a night class, attend a financial seminar, learn to play the guitar or a new language. Take up salsa dancing with your spouse. I don't know. Learn new things that activate different parts of your brain. That may help you in a lot of other areas in your life. And be specific about what you want. After you have spent some time considering your options of what's in store for your future, instead of saying you want to make more money next year, be clear about how much you want to make and have objectives about what you want to do with it specifically, not just pay the bills. How boring and unmotivating is that? Instead of saying that you want to lose weight, say how much you want to weigh and why. Being specific increases your likelihood of hitting those goals. It isn't enough to just say that you want to improve your life. Be specific. Now, lastly, and this is a big one that we can't cover right in the limited time we've got, but start working to create your own set of rules. Rules for every aspect of your life, from health to financial to family and business. They might include things like, I go to bed and get up at the same time 7 days per week because I know that produces the most even and productive life for me. I do not deviate from this schedule unless it's due to an important, and I don't use that word lightly, work or social function. Another one might be, I stick to a diet of whole, natural foods, avoid caffeine after 1 p.m. and avoid alcohol within 3 hours of bedtime. You might write on your list, I do not check email before 9 a.m. You might say, I do not talk on the phone unless it's a scheduled interview or a conference call. You might also add, I create a to-do list at the end of every workday and I follow that to-do list starting first thing in the next morning. Or maybe add something like, I also do my daily readings at the end of every workday. I write in a gratitude journal. I am thankful every day for identifying my mission and what I wanted to do with my life. You might add, I do not engage in confrontations with anyone in person or online. This is a waste of time and energy. If I've caused harm to anybody, I apologize and fix the situation. However, if someone simply doesn't like something I have done or something that I do or disagrees with me, that's just fine, but I'm not going to get into an argument about it. For any confrontation-like situation, I simply take a deep breath, relax, breathe out, and refocus my efforts back on my work and my goals. Those are the kinds of things that you can add to your list. One more. I'm going to say I'm guided by two phrases. First is, nothing matters. And by this, I mean that arguing on the internet changes nothing. I can only work towards the major, massive goals that I have set for my life. That I have a vision of helping others, and there's no time to let petty arguments stand in the way. And the second one is, it'll all be over soon. This serves me in both good times and in bad. In hard times, such as bad days, troubled times, or intense physical effort or discomfort, I know that it'll be over soon. A small amount of suffering now will be forgotten later, and when I will enjoy the rewards of my work, and in good times, I'll remember that life is short and I must make things count now. And no matter how good things are going right now, I must never let them make me feel soft or lazy because I have too much to accomplish in such a short time. Well, those are some of the things that you might want to add to your guidance for your life list. Thanks for joining me today on Reclaiming Your Legacy. This is Dennis Peterson, and I look forward to being with you next time.